I feel the autumn breeze.
You like this kind of music? I do, and if you do, you'll like my show this Saturday, the 28th of January. I'm Holly Wright, and I'm planning to play plenty of Vic Damone records, like the kind you almost just heard. All this, plus the usual big band sound, with as little disc jockey chatter as possible. Oh, there'll be a time announcement or two, a weather forecast occasionally, maybe a commercial. That's Saturday Night with Holly Wright, beginning at 10:30, and going on and on and on.
WRC, WRC-FM, Washington. Snowplow, the greatest name in instant snow removal, brings you the next hour of the Joy Boys Show. Now here's a word from our sponsor.
Yes, friends, if you'd like to have your snow removed instantly, the Joy Boys will come right out and... No, that can't be right. I don't have time to go.
Send $7,000 in check, cash, or money order, and the Joy Boys will come to your home and remove the snow for just a song.
I'm not going out there. I'm all dressed up this evening.
Arthur, you're looking very nice tonight. What are you
going
to do?
Going out to dinner with the boss.
Really? Bobby, you look good, too. That's wonderful, yeah.
He's going out to dinner with the boss, too, huh?
That's awfully nice. Gee, Eddie, I never get to go out to dinner with the boss. Has the boss ever asked you to go anywhere?
Never.
Kind of a little... I mean, I'm glad for them, but it's a little depressing. I mean, the boss never is
asking. Okay, Bobby, come on now. Don't give me no lip. I want to go out to dinner. Let's go. Come on now. Let's get out of here.
Arthur...
Yeah, don't say anything too loud. My boss is out in the hall, too.
Oh, that boss?
Yeah.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I do believe it's time for the Joy Boys for Friday evening here.
And it's, of course, Ed Walker over there.
Willard Scott over there.
Bobby Shenton over there. Mrs. Shenton over there.
Yes!
And, of course, the mystery man is over there.
Yeah.
His wife lives too far down south. He couldn't make it today. And Arthur Page is over there.
Yeah.
And his wife is outside.
What's coming up on the program?
Just wanted to stay out there, will you?
What's coming up on the program, Willard?
Today on our show, it's a very interesting show, Ed. We're going to present the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, finding out the derivation of another word. Also, Charlie Nemo is going to bring us a dance band remote that should prove very exciting. And finally, Mr. Fix-It is going to show you how to make your own snow tires.
So, oh, yes, well, soon. Oh, that's jazz. Jonathan Apple is here, and a poem he has.
Oh,
very fine.
I expected razzmatazz in there.
I couldn't work it in time.
Jonathan Apple, our poet laureate, with a poem for all of our WRC listeners.
The Merchant of Venice and Midsummer Night's Dream. If I hear this show again, I know I shall scream.
Here, here. Now, in closing, here's Jonathan Apple with a final poem for this evening.
Auld Lang Syne and Annie Laurie. I love mysteries because they're so gory.
Play the record, will you, Art? Was that Neil Hefti?
How did you know I've been putting on a little weight? Yes, I was blowing the trumpet here.
I watched you gorging yourself at the candy machine there.
It's one of my favorite war songs, that old black market.
How did
the
you...
magic, I'm sorry.
How do you get that dime on a string in the candy machine and then be able to retrieve it?
Not easy.
Quite, you've gotten 16 Hershey bars on one dime there. You do very well.
Let's see what we can do on one commercial right now, huh?
Would you like me to read one?
Yes, why not? Read one.
Okay. Stand by. This is the Safeway commercial. Take one.
You're not recording. You just do it.
Here's an idea for a welcome meal these cold winter evenings. A delicious hot pork roast from Safeway.
That's hot pork roast from Safeway.
This week you'll find a great pork sale at Safeway.
Pork sale.
Featuring real values in the finest of pork.
Mm-hmm.
Armored Star fresh pork roasts.
Mm-hmm.
Served piping hot with a unique, hearty, taste-tempting aroma. Pork roasts. Safeway are the answer to a loud clamor in your family.
I'm sick of these meals you've been serving here.
For a change of pace in mealtime menus, insert Oh, and remember, the price is not only the value that you get in fine pork roast at Safeway.
She's supposed to give the prices in there on the next page.
Oh. Rib and pork roast, full six ribs, only 29 cents a pound, right?
Right.
And rib half pork roast, only 43 cents a pound.
Another one.
Loin end pork roast, up to 3 pounds, 39 cents a pound. Another one?
Another one.
Loin half pork roast, 53 cents a pound.
You stick with me long enough, you'll make an announcer, I'll tell you. Go ahead, what's the other part there?
It says Joy Boys, 127.61.
No, the end of the commercial.
It says Richmond Station.
No.
There's nothing else on here.
The part you started to read before.
Read the Washington Post every day?
No.
What's that?
Anyway, you get the general idea. Safeway, where food is number one. In 61.
Oh, that's here. I see on the last bottom of the page.
Boy.
It's time now for the WRC Radio Roundtable of Knowledge, presenting a distinguished panel member discussing the derivation of a word, the semantics, as it were, of one particular word, to enlighten you, the listener. Today we have with us in our studio, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago, Mr. Orson Meyer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to be with you again here.
The very beautiful and formal Miss Synonym of 1932, now with the East, West, North, South Word Study Group for Word Preservation, the lovely and vivacious Miss Synonym.
Thank you for those kind words, Mr. Scott.
Swinging across the chandeliers, you're quite vivacious this evening.
Yeah.
Also, and finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman, the professor of neo-anthro-semantics in Wiesbaden, Germany, the thrice winner of the Gold Medal Award.
Yeah, not once, not twice, but thrice.
Professor Heinrich Van Lott.
Jawohl, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be with you again here on the show.
You look unusually bright and smiling today, Professor.
Well, I just feel just as chipper as an old bulldog here today.
Well, Weimaraner.
Yeah.
Well, I think that our panel members are all here and ready. I think we can discuss today.
Yes, we're ready, yes.
Would you go over and ring the bell over there just to the left of the telephone?
You want me to ring the
just
bell?
Just a second here, and we'll give today's word. You want more? There you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Meyer.
You're welcome.
Would you cease the muffle the bell so it won't ding-a-ling?
Certainly, muffle the bell so it won't.
You dropped the bell, now it's ding-a-ling. Forget it. Today's word, panel members, is tenure.
Tenure.
As in a tenure of office. And tenure. Now we'd like to, first of all, find out the meaning of the word and its history. We will ask Miss Nim. Miss Nim, what is the word
tenure? Tenure is a phrase in an old song by Hoagy Carbuncle. You know, from old rocking chair, got me, fetch me that gin, son, for I tenure hide.
Tenure hide.
No. For goodness sake, no. That's
I don't think that's the exact...
I don't think that...
It might be if you squished it a little bit there, but I don't think that's it. Mr. Meyer, you have your hand up.
Yes, a
tenure... Do you want to leave the room, or...
No, not this time.
Okay.
A tenure is a singer, you know, soprano, alto, tenure,
like
and bass.
Like Robert McCormick? Well, that is, of course, a tenor. We are looking for the word
tenor. The most ridiculous demonstration I have ever seen in my life.
Professor, as always is the case, it's left up to you to save us this evening.
Yeah, but a tenure is a decade. 10 years.
No, no.
That's what it is.
No, no, no. 10 years.
A decade is what you use. It's a deck of cards, what you play with.
Well, if you argue it among yourselves, I'll sign the show off.
A decade is something that's...
We've been visiting with the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, discussing each week at this time one particular word. Today's word was... for the birds. Now, back to our studio.
Susan Barrett and Carolina in the Morning.
Everybody running for?
Read the Washington Post every day.
I see it's time for us now to switch out to our NBC roving reporter, the man on the go, Charlie Nemo by name, and he covers, of course, all the local dances and the exciting local affairs. We switch you now to Charlie Nemo and our remote dance band remote for this evening.
Thank you, Willard. This is Charlie Nemo speaking to you, where we're going to listen to the wonderful dance music of Jungle Jim and his Latin American rhythms here, as they are playing for the annual Oyster Roast and Dance, the Society for the Prevention of Boundary Disputes between Maryland and Virginia.
Can you hear me, Charlie?
Fine, Willard, yes,
Just checking with you out there, my friend. It sounds very exciting. I've heard of that organization, the Society for the Prevention of Boundary Disputes in Maryland, Virginia. I'm not exactly sure where, but where are you broadcasting from right now, Charlie?
Right now, we're speaking to you from the spacious National Guard Armory here in downtown Washington, D.C.
Is there anybody out there? I mean, I don't hear any noise.
Unfortunately, the dance was supposed to start an hour ago, and nobody's shown up, not even the band. I don't understand it. A couple of guys are sweeping over there, trying to clean it up, but nobody's here.
Nobody's there with you at all?
Nobody at all, Willard. I can't understand it.
Well, I know I've heard of that organization. Can you hold on a second, Charlie?
Yes.
Let me check something. Schools. Bon Bon Roast and the Bartholomew Bonds. Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah.
I just discovered where I'd heard of the Society for the Prevention of Boundary Disputes of Maryland, Virginia.
Where's that?
It's in the list of cancellations for this evening's activities.
You mean there's nobody going to show up here, huh?
Apparently it's been canceled, moved up to March 15th, 1963.
Oh, fine.
It's been a hard year.
That's too bad, and here I am, stuck out here.
Well, Charlie, with all this snow on the ground and everything, how did you ever get out to the Armory this evening?
I never left. I've been here since the inaugural ball last Friday night. I've just been sort of, you know, living on whatever food was left over from last week.
Why don't you join the National Guard, Charlie? That might keep you busy.
Might be a good idea. I think I'll do that.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Return it to us, Charlie.
Oh, and I'll return you back to our studio.
It wasn't exactly the kind of music I thought I was going to hear down here.
It's awful nice of you boys to let us come in and get warm.
Just a minute. I don't think I know who you are.
Who are these people that are here anyway?
I don't know them.
Well, we're going up to the WWVO Seagram's West Virginia Barn Dance tomorrow night.
Yeah, we sure are.
We just thought we'd shut up and let me talk.
Yes.
You've been slopping the hogs so long you're beginning to look like one.
Yeah, yeah.
We thought we'd stop by and visit Mr. Huntley or Mr. Brinkley. We watch them on television.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but they've...
down at Cattle Lick in Virginia.
They're through for the day, I think.
Sounds like an automobile, doesn't it?
What does?
Cattle Lick.
Oh, well. All right, you go ahead and enjoy the rest of the show.
Ain't you got no folk singers around here?
No, we don't.
Eddie Arnold records or nothing?
Yeah, how about some Jimmy Rogers?
Shut up, you old star.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fix-It.
Let it snow,
Radio's original do-it-yourself program.
Today, we find
him in his kitchen just off the porch here, and we say, ahoy there, Mr.
Ahoy vey there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It's quite a day today. It's been snowing all day and yesterday, and I'm sure that you've taken it easy and relaxed as only a man who can reward himself by doing good deeds to himself can do.
It's quite a day today. It's been snowing today and all day yesterday, and I'm the kind of a man who's, huh?
Oh, forget it.
Certainly, yes.
Charlie, it's really very nice to see you again.
I have a project here that should be of interest to Harry Homeowner, whoever he may be.
Well, I see that you have yourself a waffle iron spread out before you. You have some pieces of rubber and a look of complete amazement in your eyeball.
Well, you know, there are a lot of fellas that were caught flat-footed, as we say in the trade, not having their snow tires or chains on when these snows come around. So I have developed a way to make your own snow tire at a very moderate price.
Did I hear you to say make your own snow tire?
That's right. Make your own snow tires.
Wow, now, this is quite interesting. How would one make his own snow tire?
Actually, this is a combination of snow tire and chain. It's made out of rubber, however. You take this, see, here's a 4x4 rubber strip here.
Yeah.
Very smooth. See there? And what I'm going to do is use the waffle iron to make the snow tread in the rubber band. There you go. And then you just put the rubber band, you stretch it around the wheel, and presto, you've got an instant snow tire, just like that.
But there's nothing, there's no tread on this piece
Not
of rubber.
Not yet. Hand me the rubber there.
Here's the rubber.
Right, the waffle iron should be hot now. I just close the waffle iron down on it. There, look at that.
I'll be darned. The little indentations of the waffle iron have caused a waffle pattern to come through in this piece of rubber here.
Absolutely, Nathan.
Now, what do you do with this snow?
Now I get down on the back wheel of the car.
He has conveniently driven his little miniature foreign car into the kitchen here so that we don't have to go out there.
I'm going
to
stretch this rubber band a little bit here.
I'll hold one end of it.
A little bigger. A little bigger, and it snapped back and caught me right in the knuckle.
You go with the other side of the tire, and I'll put my hand on it with my thumb, okay? You pull as hard as you can.
Oh,
Charlie.
There's a spring in there. It's not going to work.
Mr. Fixit, obviously the piece of rubber is too small for this
tire. The piece of rubber is too small for this tire.
Well, now let's see. What are you going to do now, Mr. Fixit?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to put a little maple syrup and butter on this thing and eat it. Looks like a waffle, a little chewy maybe, but.
We've been visiting with Radio's original Goof It Yourself.
Get out that batter, boy. Mr. Fixit,
Johnson & Swanson.
Going out anyway.
The world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fixit say.
Not bad for a rubber waffle.
Here's one final cancellation from the news desk here. The Chevy Chase bear hunt will not take place this evening.
Because it's pretty apparent in this weather that nobody wants to hunt bear.
That's right.
So that's our show this evening. Thank you.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And so come and went, and we've done in management. Want to thank our producer, Richard the Lionheart. Our director, Marco Polo. And scripts and special material by Queen Isabel. Our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Yes, we've lost another one.
Bobby Shannon, the mystery man. Arthur Page in Isle of Argentina. Lou Benelli picked the music. This show is heard by our own
Charlie.
We chase
tonight on Monitor, Ma Perkins tries to get her show back on NBC.
Maybe if I were younger, I'd have the courage to fight back.
WRC, WRCFM, Washington, 7:30.
Who's that fellow with the mask?
Oh, yeah, what a voice.
Lone Ranger.
Three out of four dog lovers listen to the Joy Boys radio show.
Nice doggy.
Nice doggy. Nice doggy.
Nice doggy.
Ow! Ow!
And that means the dog lovers.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Dog obviously doesn't listen to the Joy Boys either. Quiet.
I think he's offended because the engineer's eating that sandwich over there and won't give him any. George, would you give the dog a little bit of the bologna sandwich? Make him happy anyway. Dog has been loyal to us. He'd be loyal to him.
Time for the Joy Boys for a new week here Monday night. This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here. Bobby Shetton over there. Arthur Page up here.
Yeah.
Artie, then. Would you get up off the bench, Robert, please?
And George Brewington.
Looks like a stellar lineup today. We will have
is she here?
Yes, stellar lineup.
My
Hollywood
goodness.
Starlet, who's appearing in Spartacus down there. She's the third Roman on the right.
Seen her in a
long time. In the fight scene where they tear each other apart.
Oh, my.
And the Cadillac as it falls over the cliff. It looks pretty big tonight. We're going to have a very exciting Arthur Codfish will be here. We're going to interview a French waiter who makes flaming desserts.
Sounds interesting.
Also, Sammy Skin is going to preview a new album. So, do you have an award, Edward?
Yes, we have an award. We have the Joy Boys program has been voted by the American Ammunition Manufacturers as the biggest boom in radio.
Wait a minute. I think you spelled that wrong.
Oh, I left off a B on the end.
B-O-M-B.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's Ted Heath and the orchestra. And long ago and far away, I dreamed I was a vice president with RCA.
3, 2, 1, 0.
What's everybody running for? It's the new Potomac Picture Magazine starting Sunday in the Washington Post. Order your subscription today. Phone Republic 7-1234. And what's more, the new Potomac Picture Magazine is an extra bonus.
How's that, honey?
Well, I'll tell you, dear, it's all in addition to the many big extras you get every Sunday in the Washington Post. TV channels and colorful rotogravure, Washington's favorite television magazine, and the handy booklet size with the full day's program lists on a single page, plus the American Weekly magazine, the Parade magazine, and the glamorous show entertainment section.
How about the funny papers, honey?
Well, two jumbo comic sections in full color with more funnies than any other metropolitan newspaper in all America. Order your subscription today. Phone the Washington Post, Republic 7, 1234.
Republic 7, 1234. What?
Four.
Oh, thank you.
We always look forward on Monday to visiting with our WRC staff drummer,
500 in
Sammy Skin, who usually comes along about this time. Sammy's on the phone right now.
700 in Philadelphia.
Excuse, let's check it
out. And 800 in New York. And 1,000 in Los Angeles.
Apparently the sale of Sammy's record last week is really booming all over the country. That's B-O-M-B-I-N-G. Let's
2,000 in Sheboygan.
Wait,
yes,
Sammy. Sammy,
yes.
Sales are really going quite well for your new record, Sing Along with Sam. Huh?
No, they're not at all.
Well, I just thought you were ordering a record, the distributor's ordering records from you.
No, that's how much I have to pay each distributor to handle
the record.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, I see.
Well, sad thing happened. As you know, last week we previewed my first Sing Along with Sam album.
That's right.
Which was just drums and everybody sort of singing along.
That's right.
And it didn't go over at all. And we, fortunately, only recorded on one side of the record. So we have recalled all of the albums, and for 40 additional cents, we will sell the album back to you with my new album on the flip side.
You have to bring the album back in to record the other side.
Other side on the
I didn't want to say anything last week, but when you printed the words on flypaper and used that as a pass-along sheet,
yes, there, it wasn't
I was
good.
Thinking to myself then that this record is not going to sell. It's a sticky issue that has to be watched out.
No one has got it, though. Let me tell you, Will and Ed, this album, I sing the words.
I see.
And I use songs like that you can, you know, that have two parts to them.
That's
I sing half of it, and then you join in and sing the other half with me.
Two-part singing. Sounds like, well, you could do Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
That's Frere Jacques. That's in there.
Community singing.
Yes,
right?
And this one that I'm going to do, of course, to demonstrate it, I'll be singing with myself.
Yeah, it's very cute. In other words, we're going to hear the record first. George, you got the record?
Well, I've only got one chorus, a short cut, so I'm going to sing with myself as we go here. Now, this is the song from Call Me Madam called You're Just in Love. Are you ready to hear it?
Ready, Sammy.
Here we go. Ready, Sammy? Yeah, I'm ready, Sammy.
Good,
I'm ready, too. Here we go.
I don't hear snow, it's not there, surprising.
I do smell blossoms and the trees are bare.
All your heart day long, bitter patter.
I know just
on air.
What
no
I matter,
why?
Because I've been there once or twice.
Put your head
tossing
on my shoulder.
In my sleep.
You need some
night.
One who's older
and rub
down
more
with a velvet
glove.
Stars
there is
that
thing you can twinkle in
to release the skies
are twinkling in.
You're not
my
sick, you're
eyes.
Just
I wonder
in love.
And that's a chorus from my new
Snap
album.
Snap your fingers so they'll know who's who, Sammy.
That,
you know?
That was me.
Who was you were singing here, I know that, but the studio audience, I mean, the people listening.
Well, the record was I hear singing and there's no one there. That was the record. And I was going, you don't need analyzing. You're not, you know, that was me.
So for a young aspiring singer who would like to improve his vocal work, he could buy this record and sing along with you.
Yeah, I try to sell a couple of copies to Jan.
Jan who?
Jan Schwartz, who was working on
Pierce.
No,
nothing. Well, that's quite interesting, Sam, and we really enjoyed this.
I think
it's going to be
sell?
No, I'm afraid this is, again, this is bad because did you notice in pressing the grooves here on this side of the record?
Why?
Apparently it went through the other side of the record, and you've got stereo here, so maybe if you're lucky, you might be able to make it next year.
Well, that's showbiz.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Bye. Nobody's Baby, that's Mindy Carson. The time is 17 minutes after 7 here, WRC, the Joy Boys for Monday. Washington offers many wonderful opportunities in the fields of electronics and the sciences for those of you who are prepared. Why don't you enroll right now at the American University for vitally necessary courses in mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, and geology. Study astronomy, basic mathematics, elementary algebra, to name just a few. Study daytime or evening. Classes begin February 6th. For the new spring catalog, why don't you write or visit the Director of Admissions, Massachusetts and Nebraska Avenues Northwest. Registration will be held from Wednesday, February 1st through Saturday, February 4th. Weekdays, 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the American University, where Ed and I both went. Where world events and students meet. We didn't take English there, incidentally. We took Hungarian. That's kind of tough to get a course in that anymore, you know. And it's, we have at the American University something brand new that no other school in the country has it. It's a wonderful IMB machine, one of these new electronic tape devices with transistors and resistors and all sorts of jazz. It's called a smart machine. And all you have to do is take a guy and put him in it, and regardless of what he is, he will come out polished, finished, cultured, well-versed, and quite exciting. We have with us a gentleman in the studio, and you are, sir?
I'm an ignoramus slob.
No, I mean your name.
That's my name. I'm Greek.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine. And we're going to take you and put you in this machine and make you a refined, cultured gentleman.
I should certainly hope so, because my family's expecting me to come back a true gentleman.
All right, sir, all we have to do is place you in this machine here. This is the smart machine. If you step in here.
Okay, where do I go?
Step right in here, please.
Okay, now what do I do?
You just wait a second. We'll see what happens now. You shut the lid of the thing so we don't get any electrons on the engineer, because if they get too smart, they'll leave the show.
Okay, I'll shut the lid.
What do you think now?
Just barely. Arthur, throw the switch. The machine is working, the dials are going, the lights are lighting up. In a few moments, we can see what we have out of our smart machine. And you, sir, are you all right?
Thank all. It's been wonderful. This machine is marvelous. I would quote some theory for you, but I'm late now for my appointment with the symphony. I'm going to play first chair. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
I think I better get into my machine myself. If I get any smarter around here, I'll have to get to work at agency. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to you from Georgia Avenue Extended, just outside of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And we're standing by here to talk with a gentleman who is the manager and owner of this fabulous French restaurant, Le Flambeau. The gentleman's name is Monsieur Pierre Latorche.
Good evening, monsieur. It is a great pleasure to be with you on your program.
Monsieur Latorche, I noticed you are eating a bonbon there with flaming cherry juice.
Careful, one. They are very tasty.
And inside, little nougats of flaming cherries. How do you get the fire to burn inside the chocolate without melting the chocolate?
We use Sterno cherry flavor. That's what it is.
I'm eating a regular Sterno.
Yes.
I noticed it was a little smarting on the tongue, but I wasn't, you know, when you're in society, what the heck?
That's right. You told him the name of my restaurant, did you not, monsieur?
It is a very interesting French name, Le Flambeau.
Yes.
What does that mean in English?
Loose translation, it is the fire trap.
The fire trap.
Yes.
It makes sense, since you dabble in flaming dishes.
That is my art. I do not dabble in it this year. It is my specialty, my piece de resistance. My livelihood is the flaming dessert.
Okay, fellas, help him off
and
his high...
And you understand that?
Help him off his high horse.
Thank
here.
You must remember that every man must specialize in one thing. My specialty is flaming dishes.
You have quite exciting dishes.
Oh, you notice the waitress says,
Monsieur Latorche, getting back to you. I understand one of the most exclusive catering services in town is operated by you and your firm.
Oui, because my restaurant was so successful in just 2 days, we were forced by popular demand to open our catering service.
How long have you been open?
3 days.
I say, well, now, by catering service, you mean you come into private homes and perform your art?
Oui. Suppose, let us suppose, I know you're too tight to do it, but let us assume you're
on
having...
On time, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. You do it your way, I do it mine. You are having a big dinner party.
Big dinner party.
Yes. You're having lots of guests in, and it's just too much work for you and your wife to fix the dinner yourself, right?
You?
I come in, and I fix the meal with the proper atmospheric silverware on the table, the decorations, the food. All you do is come in and eat.
Everything is flaming, I understand.
Everything is flaming, yes.
I talked to a lady in Chevy Chase who used your service.
She's still burned up about it, yes.
She told me that even from the very, from the time you entered the house, you came in that your suit was on fire.
That is right. Okay, I dropped a cigarette ash in the car.
Oh,
there.
This was not part of the service?
No, it was an accident.
Oh, well, now, let's give us an example of some of your flaming dishes.
Well, for instance, for dessert, you have a choice of Sherry's Jubilee, baked Alaska.
I see.
And any number of other flaming desserts.
I see. Well, now, what would it cost an average slob like myself to have you into my home?
Well, let us break it down here. First of all, you are paying for my services, which are $30 an hour.
$30 an hour for you.
For the food that I use, $20 an hour.
$20 and $30
for an average. And then $50 for additional miscellaneous services.
Additional miscellaneous services, $50.
Yes.
What are additional miscellaneous services?
We have a fire truck standing by at all times with a few members of the rescue squad just in case.
I'll bet you go over big in Bethesda.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, let's see if we can't whip up a dessert. How about some crepe Suzette?
Crepe Suzette. You like that, do you?
Yes.
This is food you can read by, all right?
Right.
Now, first of all, we have the crepe Suzette. They're rolled very nicely with the powdered sugar.
Here's the Suzette.
Here's the crepe. Put that there. Now then,
I'll wrap up the Suzette in the crepe paper.
Yes.
And we shall put it over the fire.
Now then, of course, for a flaming dessert, you must have a wine.
That's
right.
The center of the flame.
And I will take the wine and dog it lightly, also lightly, over the Suzette. I don't have a match.
Obviously, we'll... just a moment. Let me get this one Suzette off the wall here.
You know what?
What's that?
I neglected to use the wine. I used instead the kerosene that was used to clean off the stove yesterday.
If you blew the bit here.
Most embarrassing. Blew the bit. I blew the ceiling off the kitchen.
Back to our studio.
Oh, my.
26 miles across the sea.
26 miles done for us by the four preps. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WRC Radio.
Little juicy there, Oliver.
Golly, Ned, I've been eating them lollipops to you.
And now, Mother Murphy's Magic Mothballs. The only mothballs with lanolin, so that your balls will not become chapped. You can now have the healthiest moths in the neighborhood.
Get on with it.
Brings you Arthur Cottage time. And now, here he is, Arthur, the old big moth, Mouth Codfish.
That's Mouth Mothball. Won't you come home, old Wilbur? Won't you come home?
That's Bill Bailey, Arthur.
I've been flying my plane all day alone. All the way with RCA. By golly. Let me put the old fella down here. Here we... Thank you very much.
Arthur was knocked his phone off the table, Arthur.
He said he's dumb.
Arthur, I suppose you're aware of the fact that...
Memories.
He's aware of the fact that...
In my BBDs.
Well, you know, you're in your old studio again, Arthur.
In my old union suit again, Arthur, by golly. Hey, speaking of union, I haven't paid my dues since 47. Do you think that Evelyn will get upset?
I wouldn't blab it around, Arthur.
Well, at least send me a check and I just fill in the amount.
What,
excuse me, Arthur. Lollipop is rum flavored.
As I said, Arthur, this is the old studio that you used to do your early morning program from. Isn't that right, Arthur?
Colleen, and I'll never forget. I came up from WPOT when I was just a little kid, practically. I took an audition here in New York.
Yes.
And I got the job as the morning man on the radio network.
That is wonderful, Arthur.
And this is old Studio 42, the basement here in New York on Madison Avenue.
They're painting the regular one, I understand.
Golly, look, there's the same old table I sat at for 10 years. Introduced the Magoo sisters.
Isn't that wonderful, Arthur?
Wonderful singers over there.
Yes.
Pat Goon.
Yes.
All the big fellas that sang on the show.
The Crow Dads, Arthur.
Yeah, the Crow. Whatever happened to the Crow?
Mutineers, Arthur.
Golly, those fellas had to re-enlist after they left the show.
Lasagna there, Arthur. He was on the...
There's the same old engineer I used to work with. Hello, Sam.
just as nervous as he ever was. He did brain surgery before he got into radio and television. There's the same old chair I sat in. And there, listen to this. That's the same old microphone I use.
The granules loose in there.
I used to knock the equipment when I was working. Why quit now? Golly, Ned, it sure is exciting. Say, everything is the same. Everything is the same. Let me get the telephone here.
Hello, hello, Warren. Heartline, 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 Warren.
Warren who? Warren what?
Warren Hill on the Strike It Rich program. Yes, sir. Warren, we have for your last contestant, Mr. Herman Schwartz, a wonderful set of encyclopedias, also a trip to around the world for two. And, Warren, you're not listening.
Same thing. The same microphone, the same chair, the same scatterbrain operator always putting the Strike It Rich calls in my studio.
Nobody answers the phone. I've been trying to get this call in here.
I'm going to take this phone in.
Music on the Joy Boys Show. That little smidgen of music there was Ray Ellis and A Little Smidgen of Music. That's the name of it. And that ends our program for this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow, same time, same channel, for more of the exciting Joy Boys Radio Show.
Looks like that's just about do it for Monday night here for the Joy Boys. Ed Walker.
Well, it's got here, and even though Rand and McNally are sure the world is round, this is the squarest program they've ever worked. Thanks to Bobby Shedden, Georgie Broyken, Arthur Payne. This is Charlie Stafford, who says,
this program is being heard by our armed forces overseas. What a morale killer that must be.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase the electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Al Ross's father throws him out of the house tonight over NBC.
You're strong. Strong enough to earn money.
How to deal with mental problems. That's the name of a new free booklet that tells you how to give your understanding to those suffering from an emotional illness. Send for your free copy. Write Better Mental Health, Box 3000, New York 1, New York. That's Box 3000, New York 1, New York. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
Well, pardon me, sir. Can I have your autograph?
Certainly. Come here, kid.
Pardon me, sir. Can I have your autograph?
Of course. Come here.
Pardon me, sir. Can I have your autograph?
Certainly. Come here, please.
Eddie, who was that?
That's Count Dracula giving autographs.
Giving autographs?
Yeah, he bites his initials in people's necks.
Oh.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Joy Boys program for Wednesday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott over here. Abdul Bulbul Amir, our engineer over there. Abdul. That's Bobby Shatton, Amir. Georgie Bring the Bulbul.
And we have an interesting program here.
Don't forget Arthur Page.
Yeah, don't forget Arthur Page, whatever you do.
The Singing Rage, Arthur Page. And coming up on our show tonight, Edward, is...
Well, we have the Yellow Ghost, and we also have Kennedy Lump Lump, our hunting and fishing expert. And finally, the Answer Man will be with us.
I see we have an award, Edward.
Good, we could use it. What is it?
The National Home Builders Association have just voted you and me the two biggest split levels in radio.
Uh-huh.
That was Digga Digga Doo, done for you by Ralph Martini in the orchestra.
Martini.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You're still thinking of the cocktail
yes.
hour.
All right. Part one with this shabbily dressed fellow over there. Sir?
Yeah, what you want?
Oh, that's what I want to know is what do you want? We're on the air here. What can I do for you, sir?
I was hoping you might help an old friend out in the time of need.
How do you mean?
Could you give me $25 for an enrollment fee?
$25? I've heard everything now. For where?
I want to go to college.
Well, you...
I don't want to be a bum anymore.
You want to amount to something?
I want to amount to something. Well, I want to be a big man.
You know, Washington does offer many wonderful opportunities in the fields of electronics and the sciences. Did you know that?
Yeah.
For those of you who are prepared.
Yeah.
Why don't you enroll now at the American University?
They don't take bums up there, that's why.
Well, you just get stuff cleaned up there. You look all right.
Let me go next door and take a shit.
And over
right
there at
back.
American University, you can take the virtually essential courses in mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, geology, study astronomy, basic mathematics, elementary algebra, just to name a few. Our friend is over there shaving, as you can hear. You can study daytime or evening, and classes begin February the 6th. Now, for the new spring catalog, write or visit the Director of Admissions, Massachusetts and Nebraska Avenues Northwest. And registration started today, and will continue through Saturday, the 4th of February. Daytimes, weekdays, 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the American University, where world events and students meet. So enroll today. Well, you look good.
That's all right. I don't need your $25 back. Well,
you don't want it?
I don't need it.
Why?
While I was shaving over there, that electric razor,
yeah.
Some TV talent scout saw me, and I got a job doing some commercials for the electric shave jet.
Good for you.
See you later.
Yeah.
We took our men from Texas, from the backwoods, from the mountains, from Plains, from Levittown. But we lacked a number, we really lacked a brain. From north and south, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name.
The exciting adventures of the Yellow Ghost. The true stories of John Singleton Nosby, Confederate States of America. Today's exciting episode is entitled Commander of the Forces. As our story opens, we find Major Nosby and his Sergeant Miles, as the Major said.
These plans of attack I got from Richmond, Miles, look to be very complete.
The only one thing wrong, Major.
What's that?
The bridge is gone over Bull Run. We'll have to ford it.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we can afford it, Major.
I think you're right. The way you're talking today, Miles, sounds like your bridge is gone, too.
Yeah, I lost my bridge at Bull Run. That's the one we've lost.
Say, Miles.
Major.
One thing before we discuss any more battle strategy. What's the morale of the men? How are the men doing?
Major, are you ready for this one?
Yes, well.
The oldest one in the business.
What's that?
Major, the men are revolting.
Now, I know that, Miles, but other than that, how are their spirits? Are they
well,
feel bad?
Run out of it, Major, the last supply train.
No, I mean, are they nervous or happy or what?
They've been pretty nervous lately, Major, but I think they found something to amuse themselves.
Really? What's that?
You'll get quite a kick out of this. You're a man with a sense of humor.
Hey, what do they have?
Come on in the barracks. I'll show you.
They got something that over the back.
You see that over in the wall over there, you mean?
What were they yelling and screaming about in there?
Didn't you see that picture they got hanging up on the wall?
Miles, I thought I told you before never to let pictures like that into these barracks. So this is time of war.
Major, they sent it
time.
In. I see they sent it in from Richmond. I guess the men are having
sent
no
it
fun.
In. Miles, you've got to go in there and get that picture off that wall and bring it in here to me at once.
It'll tear their morale down, Major.
That's too bad, Miles, but I can't afford to have things like this going on in my barracks.
Being a Confederate sergeant, I'll do my best. I salute you, Major.
Thank you, Miles.
I get myself in the eye and the finger.
Go in and get that picture, will you,
I'll
Miles?
Go get it, Major.
I'll wait for you.
All right, you men.
Graceful the way they yell in there. Well, Miles should be back in a minute. I'll just continue with these plans of attack here. I have no business. Oh. Well, I notice it's quiet in there, Miles. You must have gotten it. Oh, yes, there's the picture.
Here's the picture, Major. The men are a little...
That is disgraceful, Miles.
Don't you think it's kind of cute, Major?
That is just ridiculous. Who in the world ever heard of Robert E. Lee in Bermuda shorts?
Major...
What?
I'm surprised it's you.
Well, it is, isn't it?
No, look again at this picture.
Looks like Lee to me. Who is it, Miles?
You let the beard fool you like the men did.
Who is it?
That's Commander Edward Whitehead doing a quinine commercial there. Oh. You were just as gullible as the men were.
That beard did fool me. Both North and South, they know our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name. Ah, that's Peggy Lee, and You're So Right for Me, Cha-Cha-Cha.
In case we have any Spanish listeners, would you give it to them in Spanish?
Cha-Cha-Cha.
Thank you. The time of WRC, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock here, 17 minutes after 7. Are we standing by now for a word from our beloved sponsor? Now, here's a word from the Washington Post, shall we?
What's everybody running for? It's the new Potomac Picture Magazine starting Sunday in the Washington Post. Order your subscription today. Phone Republic 7 1234.
I see. Oh, and what's more, this new Potomac Picture Magazine is just another extra bonus with all the other additional things that you get as big extras in the Sunday Washington Post.
For the magazine.
TV channels. That's the colorful magazine and rotogravure.
Keep
Washington's
a television set so I can keep up
with
all the
right. Washington's favorite television magazine in handy rotogravure. And it has the, it's in book size, has the daily program listing on a single page, plus the American Weekly magazine.
Now, there's one I like to leaf through when I ain't like got that. Nothing to do on
and
Monday.
The Parade magazine, too, is a good one, huh?
Got a lot of laughs in it.
Yeah. And the glamorous show entertainment section.
Wowie daddy, boy.
Two jumbo comic sections in full color. More funnies than in any other metropolitan newspaper in America. You like that, do you?
I like them funny.
Why don't you subscribe today? Phone the Washington Post, Republic 7, 1234.
I already do subscribe.
Oh, well, you're one ahead of us. Good for you.
Kennedy Lump Lump, WRC's hunting and fishing expert, brought to you by Loose Lip, the greatest name in a quick ice to make your lips so smooth and good. Do you have chapped lips, men?
Yes, I do.
Think of it out there in the cold duck blinds, the temperature 22 degrees, the wind whistling up the old Chesapeake Bay, and you have a parched lip.
Oh, boy, it's cold out here. My lips are parched.
And if you have parched lips, men, that's the time you'll really enjoy Loose Lip. It comes in an aerosol bomb. Just spray some Loose Lip on those cold chapped lips and watch that lip drop. Now the lip is down to his knee, as you'll see there.
That's right.
It's the loosest lip in town.
Boy.
Keep your lips loose and good and so fresh and bright, even the coldest weather will say go away to Loose Lip. Now, Kennedy, welcome to your show.
Thank you very much, and good evening all you who love the outdoors, the green fields, the moss-covered rocks, and all that jazz.
Kennedy, it's good to have you back with us on the air.
Good to be with you again here, sport fans.
We know during the winter months, the hunting season is pretty well on the ebb there.
There's nothing doing, no.
Not much going on. What would you suggest to the outdoorsman that he might do during this winter lull? So
I would suggest that he call me here at the station and ask for a copy of my new book, What to Do During the Winter Months When Hunting Is on an Ebb.
And how can they get that book?
Just call me in, then I'll send them the book. They send me $15.
That's rather expensive for a book, isn't it, Ken?
Well, that's nothing much for me to do in the winter. I got to eat, too, you know.
Ken, would you tell us, we have a listener that wrote us a little note here in the mail, and this listener would like to give you a hypothetical situation that happened to him.
All right.
Would you like to hear this?
Certainly would.
All right. The day was Sunday, and it was October 13th, 1949.
Yes.
He was up in the Alaskan woods.
Yeah.
He was standing there. The temperature was 14 degrees below.
That's cold country.
There was sun and snow and ice and nothing but cold.
Yeah.
All around.
Yes.
He was standing there with his back. All of a sudden, he heard a noise.
Yeah.
He turned around. The sun was blinding him in his eyes.
Yeah.
The snow was so bright he couldn't see anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, through the trees came this 600-pound Kodak bear.
Goodness.
With his claws gaping out of his mouth open wild-eyed, and he leaped and his gun froze. What would you do, Ken?
Ah.
Ken. Ken.
Huh?
What would you do?
Oh,
Ken fainted there.
That's what I do. I'd probably faint. Just the thought of it made me pass out there. I don't...
Ken, what was the most exciting thing that happened during the deer season 1960-61?
It was a great season for deer hunting, and I would like to tell you one of my little experiences. I was driving down to the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
Yeah?
On the Trail of the Lonesome Pine one night, and it was about, 12:30, a little after midnight there.
Right.
I was driving along, and all of a sudden, out of the clearing, rushes a great 16-point buck.
Really a big one,
It's a big one. Yes, beautiful animal.
That's right.
And he starts rushing across the road, and I decided that I had to get this deer.
Right.
So I took off after him.
Right.
And I started going down the mountainous road there, came by Stony Man Mountain, all the way down the Blue Ridge track there.
Where'd the deer go?
I don't know. I never found him.
What happened?
I ran my car off in a cliff there, and I wrecked it, and I had the $2,000 worth of damage on my automobile. I never did find that deer. I don't know what happened.
That deer today is probably still laughing, Ken.
You think so? Send in the bill for the car. That's what I'll do.
Today we've brought you again the exciting on-the-scene report from Kennedy Lump Lump, our WRC hunting and fishing expert, brought to you by Loose Lip, the greatest friend the hunter ever had.
That's right.
If you have chapped lips, remember, Loose Lip is for you.
It works great on animals. I've tried it.
Good night, Ken.
Thank you. Good night.
That's Perry Como, and you do something to me.
Yes, a crowbar is a place for a crow to stop after work for a little liquid refreshment.
No, a lawsuit cannot be purchased at Robert Hall.
Yes, a monkey bar is the same thing as a crowbar, except it's for monkeys.
No, a jungle gym is not a tropical Vic Tanny's. It's time once more for radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man, now in its 84th year. Each week at this time, the Answer Man answers the questions you, the radio listeners, have sent to him. Now, here he is, the Answer Man.
Well, good evening, and thank you very much there, Willard Scott. I see that we've accumulated a good many letters and cards from our friends and neighbors in Radio Land.
We certainly do, Mr. Answer Man. Would you like to get on with the...
Let's get on with the first question.
Very good, sir.
Thank you.
Dangerous Dan McGrew of Hyattsville writes, what was the first form of an alarm clock, and who were the first to use them?
The first form of alarm clock is a very interesting question. It goes back to the caveman. There was a big Neanderthal man named Big Ben, he was nicknamed that by his friends, who decided that he had to devise some way of getting up on time for work in the morning. So he climbed up in a coconut tree, and he figured out mathematically that by cutting most of the fibrous strands that held the coconut onto the tree limb, he could cut it down to 3 strands, which would enable the coconut to stay up in the tree until approximately 6:30 in the morning, at which time the coconut would break loose from the branch and bow right on the head. It worked out very nicely. That was the first alarm clock, and I might point out as a sidelight that obviously the aspirin was the next invention to follow there. Thank you, ma'am. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
The lady that's known as Lou from Arlington sends this one in.
All right.
What is a groundhog, and where did the name groundhog come from?
Well, that's a good question. This goes back to the days of the settlers when they were moving out west there with their wagon trains. They were a little low on beef. And they found this little furry animal that used to come out of the hole every once a year. And they'd grind him up, and he looked sort of like a hog, so they called him a groundhog, and they had hog burgers out of it. Yes.
Sam McGee from Northwest Washington asks this one.
Uh-huh.
What's everybody running for?
Didn't you hear our commercial for the Washington Post earlier? That would answer the... Just a moment here.
What's that?
There's Sam McGee and Dangerous Dan McGrew and the lady that's known as Lou. Sounds like there's a family reunion of all the Robert Service characters or something.
Mrs. Freda Miles from Anacostia writes, how did the Painted Desert get that way?
Well, it goes back to the days of the Indians, and they had a little off-season there between the spring wars with the other tribes and the time they went out the buffalo hunt. So they went to the store and bought some gigantic paint-by-number sets, you see, and they'd just get out there in the desert all day long and paint by numbers, and that was the Painted Desert. The women didn't think too much of it, so they sent them up to California to a place called Squaw Valley.
You've been listening to Radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man. If you have any questions for which you'd like the answers, just address a card or letter to The Answer Man, WRC Radio, Red Square, Heartburn 2, Virginia, along with $640 to cover the cost of handling and mailing. And be with us again next week when once more we'll present The Answer Man.
The Joy Boys of Radio.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
There you have the Joy Boys for Wednesday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Leonard Scott here as we drain the water out of the bird bath again for another evening. Hoping you'll join us again. Stay tuned. Remember, Frank Forrester will be along with complete weather news at 11:05 tonight in case it snows, and you'll be here to have a real snow job from Frank. So why don't you say, Charlie Staffer,
this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
Thanks to me.
Don't worry about it. You guys, you want to point
this out. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Hear the life story of Whistler's mother tonight on NBC.
The whole family treats me as if I've gone off my rocker.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
Ray, I think you broke your finger there, fellow.